I first interviewed Red Sail in 2015 at the Wigtown Book Festival about his book, The Blind Man of Hoy. His story of becoming the first blind man to conquer the Old Man of Hoy, a sea snack off the coast of Scotland. A year later, he then joined me on Read On, a show all about audiobooks recorded at the RNIB Talking Book Studios. But he's been off for the past few weeks, as he has completed a unique, extreme triathlon, including biking, swimming, and climbing another sea stack. This adventure was sponsored by the Holman Prize, so I started our chat by asking Red what the Holman Prize was.
The Holman Prize is organised by San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, and it's an award presented to blind adventurers, people who want to set out to change the perceptions of what blind people can do. And that can be a physical challenge, or it can be a project to set up an organisation or a website to facilitate blind people being able to explore the world, or it can be a conference to challenge the perception that blind people can't help themselves. There are three awards presented each year by San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind of up to $25,000 to organise those projects.
And what did you spend your $25,000 on?
Well, quite a bit of it was actually spent on transporting a specialist mountain bike tandem from London, where I live, up to the far northwest corner of Scotland. Also, you are required by the Holman Prize to have an expert in the field on board with you. So in my case, I had to have a mountain guide there just to make sure that I didn't fall off the pinnacle I was climbing and, well, do something that could have got the Holman Prize into the headlines for the wrong reasons. And also, we're going to make a film out of the project to encourage sighted people to change their perceptions of what blind people can do. Also to encourage other people with sight loss to explore their own boundaries, whether that's going off and joining a salsa dancing club or joining Pilates club or just going out rambling.
Now let's look at the numbers. I said in the introduction it was a unique extreme triathlon, but let's break it down. What actually did you do?
Right, now you have to remember that this is a return journey, so double all the figures that I'm giving you. I cycled 9 kilometres on a mountain bike tandem across broken, rocky ground out to where we could go no further. Then we struggled 1.5 kilometres across bogland to get to the top of a 200-foot tall cliff, at which point my climbing partner Matthew and our mountain guide Nick worked our way down this shattered 80-degree cliff with boulders rolling past us to the edge of the sea, which was dotted with, for the next 500 metres, with fridge-sized boulders covered in seaweed that we had to clamber across. And at that point, we got to a bit of shore opposite the sea stack, the pinnacle in the sea, where we had to strip off, swim about 30 metres across to the base of the sea stack with all our equipment in dry bags, get out of the sea at the base of the pinnacle, get dressed again, and then we just had a 65-metre climb to the top of the pinnacle, stood up there for a little bit, everybody described what they could see, and then we abseiled back down and did the whole lot in reverse.
Now, picture 65 metres for us.
It's taller than Nelson's Column, shaped like a fat spearhead, or for anybody who used to watch Thunderbirds, like Thunderbird 2, the big green one. Kind of lozenge shape, it's quite fat in the middle, so you are climbing not just against gravity, but also leaning back, trying to find your next handhold. And because it's such friable, brittle rock, quite often what you grab is detachable, so it's quite intimidating. It's rated a hard, very severe climb. It was certainly testing.
This isn't the first sea stack you've climbed.
No, back in 2013 I became the first blind person to climb the Old Man of Hoy, which is a 137-metre tall sea stack, so almost double the height, which is based up in the Orkneys. It's the big brother of them all. I then climbed the Old Man of Stour back in 2014, which is probably the easiest of the big three Scottish sea stacks. But Ambuchal, the one that I've just climbed, is the most remote. It's the most extreme and the most challenging, partly because it is just out in the back end of beyond, just below Cape Roth, partly because of the sea swim, which puts an awful lot of people off. And for me, there was definitely a bit of unfinished business there. I wanted to complete the set. But also, I chose this for the Holman Prize because it is considered inaccessible even for a lot of sighted climbers. And I just wanted to prove that blindness should be no barrier to whatever adventure that you want to take up.
And you wrote about that first adventure on the Old Man of Hoy in your book, The Blind Man of Hoy, which is read for you by David Thorpe.
When I explained that I find it more helpful to have my second directing my feet because they locate holds less readily than my fingers do, I could sense his discomfort. Expert climbers like Martin feel uneasy underneath amateurs, who can be unpredictable and may pull down all sorts of loose material from the face. All too soon, the technical stuff was done and we were scrambling over a succession of false summits and slopes peppered with boulders and the scent of the juniper that grows between them. "You're a hard man to keep up with. You move so fast," panted Martin. "Only on the way up," I replied, probably the only one of us hoping for another false summit, since the walk off meant another hour of crab scrambling along the sides of the gully we had descended earlier. This, however, did not dampen my elation at reaching the top. The whole of the West Highlands was laid out at my feet, glorious spring sunshine gleaming from the snow-capped peaks and the loch below. Even though the detail was lost on my eyes, the scale and the vivid blues and reds were breathtaking.
The voice of David Thorpe there reading The Blind Man of Hoy. Was that strange when you heard your words being read out like that?
It was very strange. I mean, I was lucky enough to come into the Talking Book studios whilst David was recording it, and hearing my voice rendered by him felt kind of a bit spooky. And I also started thinking, oh, I could have written that better. Oh, I could have written that better. But actually, what really convinced me that he just knew my way of writing was he started doing my climbing partner Matthew's broad Yorkshire vowels, and then Andres, who was a Colombian climber who was with us on the Old Man of Hoy, he just got him down to a T. And I thought, oh my God, maybe that's actually how my voice sounds. And I was lucky enough that David had actually read the crime novel Blind Trust that I wrote a couple of years before that. So I think he kind of knew what my voice sounded like, even though that was the first time we'd ever met.
Now, back to Ambuchal, I believe the trip out to it, particularly the bike part, didn't go according to plan.
No, I mean, we had a pretty good idea what the path was like. I'd actually been out there back in 2015 looking at doing the climb and got all the way to the top of the cliff but was so absolutely exhausted. By the time I got there, I was quite glad when it proved that the wind and the rain were too high for us to attempt the climb. So I knew we'd got to do it in a better way. So hence getting the tandem up there. But we'd underestimated quite how much climbing gear we were going to need to take on our backs and in the panniers of the bike. So there's an extra 25 kilos plus me and Matthew, each of them were about 70 kilos, on this big, tough, specialist mountain bike tandem. But it was very bumpy, very loose ground with drainage ditches cut across it. And we proved basically you can't bunny hop drainage ditches on a mountain bike tandem. So we had a few thrills and spills. I've got some great cuts and bruises as souvenirs of the trip. And Matthew and I almost came to blows at one point, but eventually we got to the end of the 8.5 kilometres and dumped the bike, maybe a bit earlier than we'd thought we were going to. Certainly on the bike ride back, we took it a little bit easier. The bike's going to need a bit of tender, loving care to get it back into rideable condition. But, our bruises will heal up. It might not
Now, you said it was filmed. When can we see this film?
The film is being edited at the moment. I know the crew wants to get a little bit of footage of my life down in London, just to put everything into perspective, to put the wilderness into perspective against the hustle and bustle of living in London. I think it's going to be ready by mid-October, but watch this space.
So you've done the big three Scottish sea stacks. Can I ask why?
Getting back into climbing helped me focus on what I can still do rather than on what I've lost. And it's actually helped me accept my blindness, because had I not lost my sight, I probably never would have done these climbs. They were always something I wanted to do, but I'm quite conscious of the fact that if I didn't have the spur to go out and try and push my limits, they'd probably still just be pipe dreams. So that's it. It's just that sense of being alive and outside and maybe doing something that blind people are not meant to do.
Thanks once again to Red Sail. You can find them on Twitter at Red Sail, REDSZELL, or you can hear us both on Read On Friday at 1.